Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Amen. Now listen to me very carefully. There are many, many things the Lord wants to do here on this day. And I'm sure you are a candidate for this Sunday breakthrough. If you believe that is your Lord, shout aloud, hallelujah. And therefore, today's service will be taken seriously. Pray all your prayers here as if it's the last prayer point you are going to pray. Listen to everything that is said aggressively. And then pray the way the Holy Spirit wants you to pray. So that beginning from this Sunday, you become a constant, consistent candidate of testimonies. The first declaration I want you to make, and the first command I want you to throw into the heavens, is to say this louder than anyone close to you. My heavens, open by fire, in the name of Jesus. Command your heavens to open. There must be no closed heavens. There must be no closed heavens. Heavens must open. In the name of Jesus. There must be open heavens. Open heavens. Open heavens. Masekataya boshende rabokoraba. Yes, the heavens must be open. No room for closed heaven this year. No room for closed heaven. In the name of Jesus. My heavens, open. 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 Yes. Continue to declare it. Continue to declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this again loud and clear. Every strange fire prepared against my destiny. If I were in your shoes, I would shout it louder than anyone here. Die! In the name of Jesus. Kill the strange fire. They must not burn. They must not operate. They must not operate. Masikataya boshente raba. Ripiali katenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say this after the order of Moses by the Red Sea. Rod of God. Arise. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it with holy anger. My Red Sea this year. Can you say this loud and clear? Lord of God, alive. Part my Red Sea this year. In the name of Jesus. Maria Bosopokoya Boshente Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for another wonderful morning. And we thank you for spreading our life to this first Sunday of this year, 2005. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for every good thing you have been doing in our lives. And we praise your holy name because you have laid your hands upon us. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, Let there be no one presented here who will go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus. Do something in every life here this morning by which they will mark this Sunday. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Just a few words from the Lord to some of us here before I go into this message. I don't know who these words are meant for, but I'll say them anyway before I now go into the main message for this month. You see, God will not often tell you where He's taking you to. Sometimes He shows you where He's taking you to, but He does not always tell you how you get there. He told Joseph where He was taking Joseph to. But He didn't tell Joseph how to get there. So perhaps you have been praying the whole of last year, God will do it right. But He may not use your own method. He will certainly take you there. But He may not pass your usual route. And your worrying eyes and your worrying mind may be say, well, another year has closed, He hasn't done anything yet. But the truth is that He has long begun. He merely has not finished yet. Your life is not ruled by the calendar of man, but by divine calendar. That you have not yet arrived there at the close of last year does not mean that you have not taken off. You are already moving towards the solution. So just leave the steering wheel of your life in the hands of God so that He will perfect that which has started in your life. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare like this. My God shall perfect everything that concerneth my life. In the name of Jesus. Say it three times. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's worthy for somebody. In the breakthrough service of this morning, we're looking at what I call the problem of incomplete deliverance. The problem of incomplete deliverance. In Jeremiah chapter 8, we see a lamentation in verse 11. The problem of incomplete deliverance. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 11. Jeremiah 8:11 has this to say. For they have healed the heart of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. I read that again. For they have healed the heart of the daughter of my people slightly. They just gave slight healing. Saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Deliverance is when somebody is rescued from bondage, rescued from danger, recovered from loss or calamity. Deliverance is when somebody is taken out of the prison yard of the enemy. It's when you are liberated from limitations that have been holding you down. Deliverance is the power of Christ to free somebody from demonic activity. Deliverance is really released from spiritual bondage. It's released from the schemes and operations of the snares of the fowler. It's freedom from the stronghold of the enemy. And that deliverance is a very strong point in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is deliverance and there is deliverance. But when deliverance is not complete, many things go wrong. Many things happen. I'll give you an example, which I've given to you here before, so you understand what I'm talking about. Several years back, I think it was 1994, in this place, I was in my room when some pastor said, Gio, come and see what this girl is doing. And I was this little girl there, confessing horribly to witchcraft. But during the prayer session, she had vomited a padlock. The padlock looked like the body of a newly born rat. It was locked. So when I saw the padlock, I asked her, what do you do with this padlock? Oh, he said, we use it to lock people up. I said, how many people have you locked up? She cannot remember the number, there are so many. So out of curiosity, I just asked, where is your mother? Oh, she looked at me and said, that one has been locked up. I said, but why should you lock up your own mother? She said, the woman misbehaved, so I decided to discipline her. I said, where is your mother now? She said, she has been in the hospital for 14 months. And the doctors couldn't know what was wrong with her. They didn't know that she's been padlocked. And I said, okay, where is the key to this padlock? She said, Pastor, you want the key? Pastor, you really want the key? I said, yes, bring out the key. Aha! She carved out a small golden key. I said, now open the padlock. She opened the padlock. I said, now is your mother free? She said, no. I said, because I wanted to deal with her. I locked her up with 14 padlocks. So this is just one that has been opened here. So there are 13 others that needs to be broken. Take a situation. Somebody comes to prayer meeting with 10 padlocks on the body. Or 10 covenants to break, or 7 covenants to break after the order of Naaman the leper. And he just come pray some prayers. He had a little bit of relief. Didn't know that out of the 10 padlocks, only 5 were broken. And 5 were still in place. And he goes on a merry round. No more prayer. No more Bible reading. No more quiet time. He was not drinking. When he was doing deliverance time, he went back to drinking. Then the problems now come back. The 5 padlocks that have been broken will go and invite 7 more padlocks and they will now come back. They will come back in full force now. This is what we're saying. When people are saying prayers about deliverance, deliverance is in layers. You remove the first layer, you remove the second layer, you remove the third layer. And sometimes some people remove 3 layers and they're okay. Some will have to remove many, many, many layers. So when that deliverance is not complete, many things go wrong. There will be sluggish spiritual lives. There will be continuous bad dreams in spite of all the prayers. There will be continuous failure at the edge of breakthrough, although the person is praying and is confessing the word of God and is reading the Bible. There will be what you call temporary relief. Not complete relief, just temporary. Sometimes there will be more aggressive attacks. Like a dog, a bulldog, a terrible dog has been hiding somewhere and you just went to wake it up. Sometimes there will be very bad nights when deliverance is not complete. There will be affliction revival when deliverance is not complete. There will be nightmares when deliverance is not complete. There will be what we call prayer paralysis when deliverance is not complete. When deliverance is not complete and this message is going around on a merry round, it may fall from grace to grass. When deliverance is not complete, there may be chain trouble. There will be clouded lives. And the person will not understand what is going on. God has work to do here this morning if we allow Him to do it, if we allow Him to work in our lives. When you know that you are inside a storm and you have some relief from that storm, it is a time to find out more about the storm so that it doesn't come back. The reason many of us need to pray serious deliverance prayers is, number one, because of problems that we have taken before birth. Problem before birth or problem before conscious memory. The Bible says John the Baptist will be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. A child could be filled with bad spirits right from the womb. Many things can enter into a person's blood very early in life and may be troubling the person now. Just like a person can inherit the face, the color of the eyes, the color of the hair of your parents, you can also inherit spiritual liabilities. Many problems come from this arena. Number two, problems can come into our lives from something we've done wrong. All the cleverly concealed sin of the past. We may think they're just sleeping dogs that should be allowed to just lie. But they will cause trouble now for us. You know, these days there are so many educated prostitutes. Those who are prostituting, but they are not on the streets. And some even carry the prostitution right to the house of God. There are many with imprisoned mind because of past wickedness. All those things we've done in the past that we think, well, that's it. We think it's gone. No, it's not quite gone. It will cause trouble for us. We need to deal with them. There was one day in the prayer city, we took an altar call for those who had taken their bath with blood. So somebody shouted, how can that happen? Yeah. But the trouble is that there are many of us who have done worse things in the past at the moment of our ignorance. And these could put us in serious trouble. Number three, we could need to deliver ourselves now from problems that come because of where we have been. There are certain places you just don't go. There is no way you go there and come out without any bruise. There are places you don't go to. There are places that they call churches you should not go. If you go, you get infected. You go to the native doctor's house, of course, you can't get out of the place free. So those places we've been could cause trouble for us, which we need to dismantle now. Some of the problems these so-called prophets have caused for people in life, only God can repair them. Only God. Prophets who put incisions on people's body. Prophets who ask people to scrape every ear on their body, both the one on the armpit, the one on the head, the one all over the place, and cook it and eat. And they will eat it. Problem will come as a result of that one. Number four, problem can come when the enemy now decides to come against you and you don't have to do anything wrong for the enemy to take that decision. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come against you, so like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against the enemy. So the enemy could decide to come against you. It could be just out of envy. I'm saying this so you can know the root of where the need for deliverance comes. Now, when there is true deliverance, about seven things happen. One, there will be removal of wicked spirits. They were once inside the person or inside somebody's business, but they are now absent. The person now becomes free from the evil dominion. When there is a wicked spirit troubling you and you go to a native doctor, what it does for you is to rearrange the problem. It removes one and replaces the stronger with a stronger one or a cleverer one. You go to those who press the sand, all they will do is to assist you to transfer the problem to somebody close to you. When your eyes now clear, you find that there is trouble. So the first thing that happens only through deliverance is that the wicked spirits will be taken out. So if you find that the wicked spirits troubling you are still there, then your deliverance is not complete. The second thing you notice during a true deliverance, normal functions will be restored. Because the aim of deliverance is not just to overcome the enemy, but to restore the person or the thing to normal life and function. If there is true deliverance, you must receive restoration in that afflicted area. So removing the wicked spirit is just stage number one towards freedom and deliverance. True deliverance should lead to transformation and healing. Number three, the true deliverance will lead to redirection of your life. Your life will be redirected. You don't go for deliverance and then come out of it and continue in the sin you were sinning before. It means that you never really went. You just went to look for a spiritual valium or spiritual analgesic to calm you down. True deliverance will make it possible for you to order your life now in a godly fashion. You no longer follow the directives of your former life. Now choose a new course of life and service. You are now able to do the good things that you were unable to do before. So, then there is true deliverance. You will get out of cosmetic Christianity and you will be frank with yourself. You will stop offering protection to your enemies. You will stop pretending to be what you are not when there is true deliverance. There's a lot of people go for deliverance, they come out and go and continue their old lives and they come back and say, I've done deliverance, nothing has changed. Did you change yourself? After deliverance, you went back to your sinner boyfriend, then you say something, nothing has changed. Nothing will change. You went back to your lying and your anger. You say nothing has changed. Nothing will change. The purpose of deliverance is to unmask those things that are masquerading in your life. The Bible says two men went into the temple to pray. The Pharisee protected his demons. He rearranged his own problems. But the tax collector unmasked his enemy and left his demons in the coals and received deliverance. When there is true deliverance, number four, you have a fresh hunger for holiness, because some dirtiness have just been cleared away and now you want to live the kind of life God wants you to live. I want you to understand that true deliverance makes you a better candidate for heaven. It's not just something to protect you so that you can continue your sin, so that you can enjoy yourself more in what you are doing. No. And the reason some of us cry to God, "Oh God, heal me. Oh God, deliver me." And God said, "But well, if I deliver you, you just go back and continue what you are doing. When you were here, you did not, were not useful to me. Now you want me to heal you so that I can continue your sin." No. I want you to understand this very well. Yeah. The fifth mark of true deliverance. There must be remarkable spiritual growth. Remarkable spiritual growth. There was a man in a crusade many years back. He was always the last person. Last person on the altar. Praying every day. "Jesus, send your fire into my life. Jesus, send your fire into my life. Jesus, send your fire into my life." After everybody had left, this man would still be crying to God. He would cry until all his clothes were soaked with sweat. One day, after about almost 2 weeks of praying like that, this single man, he would be the only one left. The man of God went to him. Two of us went to see him. Said, "Mr. Man, we notice that you are always the last person praying this, praying that, praying that." I said, "But what is there in your life that you have not released?" "Say nothing, no, nothing." He was saying all these things in Yoruba. The Lord now said, "Son, ask him to empty his pockets. Ask him to empty his bags." And I said, "Mr. Man, why is your bag?" And he says, "By my seat over there. Go and bring it." "And is there anything in this pocket?" And he said, "Yes." He emptied the bags. He emptied the pockets. We now saw strange materials on the ground. And he was praying. He said, "What is this one?" He said, "Agada Godo." "What's this one?" "Is this." "What's that one?" "Is that." "What's that one?" "Is that." "What's that one?" "Is that." But now you are asking for the power of God. And you have all this in your possession. And he said, "You know, in this life, one should not take chances. Please, I'm calling for the power of God now. I've not seen it. When I see that one, I will discard this one. Since that one has not come yet, it will not be wise for him to put down all these things now." We now told him that that which you refuse to put away is the one that is hindering you now, that you are not moving. What I'm saying is that there could be spiritual materials in the body, in your possession, that will prevent your spiritual growth. The man brought all these things for burning. As I'm talking to you now, he's not a pastor. Hindrances and restrictions to spiritual growth will disappear after deliverance, if that deliverance is true. The joy of salvation will expand when you do true deliverance. Prayer becomes easier. You are able to now do your devotions. The sixth thing that happens to you during the true deliverance is that you will now be able to establish your true identity. Because wicked spirits confuse our thoughts and emotions, and they seek to substitute our identity for that of another. Beloved, many people's behaviors are not their real selves. When they are delivered, their real self comes up. The real identity of many people have been clouded by dark spirits. When they are free, you will see that they are very nice people. Sometimes after deliverance, you find an improvement in even marriage relationships. I want you to understand this very well. These are evidence of true deliverance. Then number seven, when there is true deliverance, when your deliverance is really true, the Holy Spirit now has free access to every aspect of your life. I want this to be very clear to us. I don't want you to come to Mountain of Fire, you pray and it will appear as if nothing is going on, nothing is happening. When we talk about the school of deliverance, there are always four students, four participants, four students, four kinds of people who go for deliverance. Depending on where you belong, we determine how effective your deliverance will be or how ineffective it will be. Four people. Number one group is the sheep. Number two group is the goat. Number three group is the dog. Number four group is the pig. All four are always on deliverance ground every time. There are some characteristics in the life of the sheep that makes it possible for the sheep to permanently lose its bondage. Permanently. Number one is that the sheep must know and respond to the voice of the shepherd. The Bible says, "My sheep know my voice." Do you know the voice of the Lord? The sheep is a meek creature. Of all those four animals, are you meek? The sheep is flock-oriented, and the sheep can be reared in large numbers. We are told that in cold countries, cows die frequently because they don't have this ability of coming together and warming themselves up. Sheep don't possess the spirit of disunity. Husband and wife are coming to church. The husband is walking on one side of the street. The wife is walking on one side of the street. And both of them are just from deliverance ground. They are wasting their time. And they are both coming to church. I've seen a sister who told me that the only language the husband speaks in the house is slapping. If you put the food down, you don't put it very well, he won't say, "Please, can you put it better?" It's boah. If you do something wrong, it's slapping. And they are going for deliverance. They're not sheep. So they won't get permanent solution. Few leaders can take charge of a whole multitude of sheep. That's why you find only 7 deacons in the Bible looking after 6,000 people in Acts of Apostles. But it's not possible to rear goats like that. Sheep love themselves. They don't bite each other. So for you to get your deliverance permanently, you must become a sheep. No matter how you cry to the heavens, "Let the power of God fall upon me, let the anointing fall upon my life." The power of God is only going to fall on the lamb, not on the goat. The second group of people who go for deliverance are the goats. They're very stubborn, very quarrelsome, very restless, very disobedient, very destructive, difficult to control. Are you a goat in the house of God? If you are loose, you will soon get yourself entangled again. The third group of people are the dogs. They just cannot keep away from sexual immorality. They will go to an awesome service, a service where there is the power of God, a deliverance where there is the power of God, but very soon, lust will take their deliverance away. They go back to what they've been doing before. Dogs have no sexual inhibition. Therefore, this kind of people, they just do deliverance, but very, very soon, they will be trapped. They will be trapped down. The last group of people are the pigs. They are extremely gluttonous. They will eat anything and they will continually get possessed because they are always eating and eating from all kinds of places. Very noisy, very fierce, extremely dirty. And because of this, they are not able to get free. This is where we need to think now. Are you a sheep? You will get permanent deliverance. Goat? You may receive occasional deliverance, but you entangle yourself. Dog, unless you tell that your sinner partner to go away, and you make up your mind that there will be no sex outside marriage, you make yourself a consistent, permanent deliverance candidate. Pig, you have to be careful, or go and watch how you are eating, where you are eating. This is why deliverance is most times incomplete. I've said all this to you so that you can caution yourself so that you don't just come here and come in vain. The Lord has work to do here this morning. Particularly, the kind of prayers we're going to start praying now is for 21 groups of persons. There is a group of persons in the service of today. They're suffering from internal decay and they're feeling weak and weak from the inside. The second group of people are people who have organs in the body presently captured by witchcraft powers. The third group of people that the power of God will touch right now is those who have never worked with their certificates. They have certificates, but no job. The fourth group of people that the power of God will touch in a few minutes from now, they are those who are here with very, very bad medical reports. In fact, as far as the doctors are concerned, they think your case is a write-off. Number five, there are some people, they've lost everything they've sweated and worked for in their lives to strange women. The power of God will touch them this morning and they will recover everything they have lost. Number six, a group of people here who can actually smell death around them. The moment you begin to pray now, this smell will first of all become stronger, then it will melt away. The seventh group of people that the power of God will touch. There are some people who have these pin-like objects tormenting or scratching them. The eighth group of people that the power of God will touch. There are those who have been forcefully initiated into satanic groups. All of a sudden, that bondage will be broken. The ninth group of people are people that the Satan has just focused arrows on their heart. You just know that all is not right inside the heart. The way it is beating, the way it's working is not right. The tenth group of people that the power of God will touch just now are those who have been consistently failing in one particular examination. They have been doing it and failing. And it's one exam. They are failing. 11th group of people are people that you are openly being threatened. Those boasting against you that they will destroy you in spite of your prayer, in spite of everything. As you pray the prayer today, the angels of God will arise and defend you. Number 12, there is a group of persons here, as we're even here now, your photograph is in the kingdom of darkness and they are using it to torment you. 13, there are some people here, although they have been praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for years, no way, that bondage shall be broken this morning. 14, there are those who have been constantly denied from their rightful positions. 15, there are those who have undergone multiple surgical operations, but no solution. But all of a sudden, the angels of God will operate on them this morning. 16, there are some people here who are having conspiracy against their lives in their place of work or business. That conspiracy shall be scattered as we pray now. 17, there are some chronic marital troubles that as we are praying now, they will be completely dissolved. The next thing that will happen, number 18, that the Lord will make many dead businesses to bounce back to life. 19 is that the Lord will cause the ordination of death that is hanging on so many heads to be cancelled. And 20 is that the enemy that has refused to let some people go. Today is the final day they are going to hold such people in bondage. Then, the last but not the least, there are some people here. God has been arranging great ground shaking elevations and promotions for them which they never got. As we pray this prayer, the doors shall fling open. Rise up on your feet now. Those are the 21 groups that as we begin to pray these prayers, the power of God will begin to touch them. You can see what the Lord has positioned himself to do. It's now Lord for you to position yourself like blind Bartimaeus who refuse to allow alternatives. They say, shut up! The Bible says he shouted even more. He cried even more. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up! He's not looking for people like you. The Bible said he shouted even more until his cry stopped Jesus. His cry put a brake on Jesus. The Bible says, and Jesus stood still. I pray that your prayer will put a brake on Jesus this morning. The temporary madness of blind Bartimaeus got him a breakthrough that lasted till he died. There are some breakthroughs you receive and it lasts you throughout your life. That morning when blind Bartimaeus woke up, I'm sure he never had an inkling. He didn't have an idea that that day was his day. Just like some people are here this morning and they didn't know, they didn't have a clue that today would be their day. But the power of God has declared that today is their day. Blind Bartimaeus cried. He refused to take an alternative. He refused to keep quiet and he reaped the benefits. There were so many people surrounding Jesus that day. The Bible did not record that they received any outstanding miracle. But the man who ran mad a little bit got his own breakthrough. And it was a good thing blind Bartimaeus cried that day. Because Jesus never passed through that place again. Beloved, this Sunday is not coming back. He's going now. So you better lose your temper with the enemy here this morning. And make sure that beginning from today, you start a victory run that will last you through the years. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Because those 21 breakthroughs are about to start now. Please, I beg you. If you are afraid that your headgear may fly to somewhere, maybe you should remove it and put it down somewhere so that you can concentrate. So you can concentrate. If you are sweating, don't worry. That sweating is a breakthrough. It's healing for you. So don't bother about that one. Just concentrate. Concentrate. You will say this loud and clear. Shout it the way the enemy will hear and the enemy will be afraid. Shout it the way your breakthrough will manifest mightily. Say, my Father! Allah! Fight for me now! In the name of Jesus! My Father! Arise! Fight for me now! Masake ayabo shenteraba! Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes! There must be a rearrangement in the heavens, a rearrangement in the heavens. Yes, 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 yes. That is it. Continue, continue, continue. Aha, aha. Yes, the miracles are beginning to happen. Masapokopa. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, I want to appeal to you to triple your aggression. Triple it. Triple it. Maybe if you see what I'm seeing, you will even make it 10 times stronger. Doesn't matter if your voice disappears here this morning. The important thing is that you must start with victory and breakthrough. Sisters, shout this after me with only anger. Every power assigned to destroy my destiny. Sisters, can you shout it loud and clear? I'm sure the sisters can shout this louder than that. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Can everybody shout it loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes! You cannot destroy my destiny. I must shine so you cannot destroy my destiny. In the name of Jesus. 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 My supporter. Aha, 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 aha. Open your mouth, beloved. Open your mouth, beloved. Yes, sir. You, the serpent power that has been contesting with that sister, lose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Masati Akaya Boshenta. Yes. Yes. Be loosed from their grip. Be loosed from their power. Be loosed from their grip. Be loosed. Be loosed from their grip. In the name of Jesus. Be loosed from their grip. Be loosed from their grip. In the name of Jesus. Masaponde kataya boshenta. Reabokoponde senta. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. silence now. I told you, those things have already started to happen. That's right. That's right. Yes! Now the power of God coming upon you. Every power of frustration that pursued me last year. Your time is up. Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the frustrations. Yes, 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 yes. My pulsate kapoya boshenta. Oh, yes. There must be deliverance among Zion. And the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. They 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 shall possess their possession. In the name of Jesus. They shall possess their possession. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, aha. Aha, aha. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. That's right. Let her go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Lord, I release your children unto your holy hand. Lord, I decree that all these pursuing powers that are bent on doing havoc to their lives, let these powers be arrested now. Let them be arrested now. Let them be arrested now. Let them be arrested now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is giving somebody a completely new heart. Completely new one. That's right. You can feel the heat. The heat of the fire upon your chest. You can feel the same heat on your two legs. That's right. Those things you trample upon, the enemy has been using against you. The fire of God is burning those two legs. This prayer, please, I want to beg you, pray it with all your might. Please. The reason the angels to carry out the instructions, they are already on ground, but they are not doing anything yet. Depending on the violent ticketed by force. Every enemy of my promotion and advancement, can you say this loud and clear? Shout it louder than anyone around you. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Deal with them. Scatter them. Scatter them. They must be scattering. They must scatter. They must scatter. They must scatter. Wherever they are, whoever they are, whichever power they represent, they must be scattering. A scattering. A scattering. Aha, 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 aha. Yes. 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 Let the healing power of God begin to flow from person to person, from person to person, from person to person, from person to person. Let the healing power begin to flow in the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. Masote setea. Riboseponde keye boshente raba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. It's happening. The distribution has started. Has started. Mysterious, powerful, unexpected, unexplainable advancements. That's right. Unexpected promotions. Divine rearrangement to catapult his people. You will now shout this loud and clear. Every operation of darkness in my family life. Every oppression of darkness in my family life. Die! In the name of Jesus. He has killed the oppression of darkness. Yes. Ah. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Operation of darkness in my family line. Your time is up, your time is up, your time is up, your time is up. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now, beloved. Silence. The evil hand that is turning somebody's intestine up and down has been taken out of the way. Somebody has been operated with a part of the body cut off. But right there where you are, a new one is coming into position. So many things are happening at the same time. It's a surgical operation on somebody going on vigorously. Terrible infirmities have been shaken out. Import been turned to pieces by the power of God. You now make these three prophetic proclamations upon your life. The more you love yourself, the more powerful you should make it. Declare it from the bottom of your spirit. This year, I shall have unstoppable advancement. In the name of Jesus, unstoppable advancement. Jesus' name we pray. So this year, the wealth of the unbelievers shall be transferred to my bosom. In the name of Jesus, pray the wealth transfer prayers. Let it be transferred. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So this year, my star shall arise and fall no more. In the name of Jesus, my star shall arise and fall no more. 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 Masotekeya boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. There are still 7 breakthrough prayers we need to pray before we leave here. Prayers whose effect will transcend, go beyond Nigeria. So this year, men shall chase me around with blessings. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I recover tenfold all my wasted years. In the name of Jesus. Recover them tenfold. All the wasted years. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power of the night programmed against my progress. Scatter the power of the night. Command them to scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Mountain of affliction before me. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Deal with the mountain of affliction. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every dream affliction. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the dream afflictions. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, men shall compete to favor me. This year, men shall compete to favor me. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 7. Every evil and that shall point to my star. Wither! In the name of Jesus. Command the evil hands that shall point at your star to wither. They must wither. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now as I speak to the Lord. Then when I want you to say amen, I will say amen now. And then with holy violence we shout 21-fold amen. Father, we come before you now. It is written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, who has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Lord, as many people as are here this morning, and there is one form of bondage, one form of trouble or the other, there is one thing or the other that is making the heart to bow. The time for that thing is up now. You are the God of divine intervention, the God of power, the God whose powers cannot be contested with. There are so many of your children here this day crying unto you for one breakthrough or the other. Masikatora boshendera basantia. Ribosapandikatendayaba. Lord, I stand here as a servant, and I decree that everyone here now must receive a Sunday present from the Almighty. In the name of Jesus! Yes. Yes. All those who are here this day and they have always been candidate of envy all their lives, and the enemy has been using envious witchcraft against them. Many who are here and the unbelievers are laughing at them. Many who are here and family members are saying, we shall see what your God shall do. By your power which cannot be contested, by the power that divided the Red Sea, by the power that destroyed Goliath, by the power that sent worms on Herod. Oh God, arise and manifest your power in the life of your children in the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As your children go into this year, let it be a year of power, a year of perfection, a year of overflowing progress. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen.